So we see condensed in that situation described by USW at work almost the entire insanity of a coercion-based world in which states exist to control their quote-unquote populations, a world that destroys the earth that feeds us, puts us on the same side with those who abuse us, and pits us against our brothers and sisters. What our bodies want is not collars and leashes. What our bodies want is freedom. And it's critical that we now finish the work Proudhon and the presenters before him started, and all his kindred resistors with him and since, to make our world and our beliefs consonant. In last week's show, during a discussion of whether only we humans have a sense of the all of it, I recalled a lovely film, Watership Down, whose central characters, the rabbits, most definitely did. And my son just reminded me how it ended. They found at last the land they dreamed of, a land in which they lived their inherent sense of freedom. That is called truly living. And consider, I forgot to tease this little bit out, when we have a world in which states are overproducing to keep folks employed so they won't demand their bodies back. Because it ain't hard reproducing for ourselves, reproducing our own lives. It's very hard for them to keep 7 billion enslaved. They need a lot of coercion. They need a lot of violence. They need to put a lot of pain on us to keep us shackled. And that means destroying the earth in the process. They're okay with that. What they're not okay with is letting go their fantasy of being gods. And this is the truth. It's not about capitalism. It's about capitalism doing the work they want done for them. But in any case, my point, we have excess production, excess stuff. We got more than enough to tide us through 100 transitions. We don't demand much. They do. They demand the whole earth. We don't. We demand, ask for love. We want to help each other. We create wealth. That's what we're about. We have fun doing it. It ain't called work. It's called being alive. And we're ready to taste some. We're hungry for it. We're hungry to truly live. An inheritance stolen from us with the installation of class. And it falls on us in this moment to take it back.